Lord God, I thank you for Damien, and I thank you for your word. And I thank you, Lord, that your word can bring us peace. Your word can bring us whatever we need right now. And sometimes, Lord, you know what we need even better than we do. So, Lord, we just want to open our hearts and want to open our minds to you and your word. And we thank you for the word you've put on Damien's heart. And we just pray that your anointing be upon him as he is faithful to you right now. And we receive what you have for us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning, Long Jetty, and all other Long Jettyites out there. So who here gets distracted?
Yeah.
I'm definitely one of those people who get distracted very easily. And there are some fun distractions out there, but then there are also distractions that can sometimes look more and more like problems. Problems that are like those huge boulders that we've seen in Indiana Jones movies time and time again that just come barreling straight after you. They just don't ever leave you alone. It feels like you've been picked up, shaken upside down, and thrown into a pit that you will never escape. There was a guy in the Bible who had a lot of life-altering things thrown in him as well. Catherine shared one of those times, and he thought he was never going to get out of the lion-infested pit he was in, and his name was Daniel. Daniel's story just doesn't tell us how he got into the pit. It tells us what we need to do to escape our own pits of despair. The peace of God. Now, before we know what the peace of God is, we should actually try and find out what it is. The definition of peace is freedom from disturbance, tranquility. I think the definition of tranquility is helpful here as well. It means the state of being calm. But what does the peace we receive from God actually look like? It's like Andrew said a couple of weeks ago, it's being in crazy, mixed up experiences like Daniel was, and still following the plan God has for you, yet feeling a completely unexplainable and, just completely unexplainable calm at the same time. One time I remember feeling this peace myself was when I used to work in Sydney. The job I had there was very stressful, and my boss enjoyed changing my job every day, and it also included a very long commute. But I knew I was there because God wanted me to be there. Even though it was crazy and chaotic and didn't make sense from a worldly point of view, I felt calm. I felt peace about it. Daniel showed the same peace when he was being sent into the lion's den. He didn't panic. He didn't shake Darius by the shoulders and beg him to save him. He didn't frantically look for a way to save himself. Daniel went calmly and faced the chaos of the lion's den. Daniel knew that everything around him was going wrong. Daniel had a plan for him. Trusting that God is bigger than any problems that we are facing, that God is powerful enough to make the plans that he has for us to come into fruition is an important part of receiving God's peace. Besides how it makes us feel, peace helps us in our walk with God in other ways. I'm sure we all here have experienced the fun that it is to look for a house or a building that we've never been to before, right? Going down the street and just having no idea where you are. Yet, when we're there and we're looking, something strange happens. Without even noticing, we turn down our music so that our eyes can see better. It's like somehow innately we know that through the confusion of the houses, we need some peace right there and then to see where we need to be. It's just the same with the peace we receive from God. It helps us to be still in all the chaos that can happen around us and focus on what we need to focus on, which is God. Even before Daniel was betrayed and sent to the lion's den, he was living in captivity, serving the king that had destroyed his home. And he wasn't just serving him like 9 to 5. He was serving him well. He had known a lot of chaos, but he continued to turn the noise down from the world and stopped and listened to God regularly. What chaos have you experienced? Maybe you've had everyone around you need you at once. Maybe you've had tragedy strike you or someone that you care about. Or it could just be the million and one things that happen in our lives just all going wrong at once. Like Daniel, we need to listen to God and listen to God for what we need to do next. We don't only need peace to listen to God for instructions, though. We also need peace to help us listen to God, our Heavenly Father, who made us, loved us, and knows us better than we know ourselves, who also knows way more than we can ever know, which for humans is a hard thing, I understand that, but that's how powerful our God really is. Peace helps us turn down the noise of the world and to sit with God and just be with someone who loves us that much. Now, I know that we all have, at least in the past, have had someone that we feel that comfortable with, that we can just sit there, feel loved, and hours upon hours will pass by, and we've just been so refueled from that time. Well, I've got some good news for you. God is 100 times better than that person. And so that's what the peace of God helps us to do. It helps us to sit and receive that comfort from God. Peace also helps us not to listen to the fears that we have about what's going on. It helps us to be still and listen to our Almighty God who is there in the lion's den with us. I experienced this part of peace myself a lot this week, actually. Some parts of this sermon caused me to have a lot of hard questions of God. And so it made me very angry and made me very confused because I wasn't getting any answers. I had my struggle with God, but once I remembered that God knows and understands things better than I do, man, did a wave of peace hit me at that time. I didn't get my answers, but with the peace of God, I was able to sit with him, listen to him, and my trust in him grew that he was going to give me the answers when he knew I was going to be ready. Through that experience, though, I realized that there were a few things that helped me to receive the peace of God and some other things that I could do to make myself more open to them, to it. So there's a great song by Disney in the movie of Frozen 2 called The Next Right Thing. Who here knows that song? Everyone who was here this morning now knows this song. The song is about one of the main characters, Anna, in a pit of despair, both physically and metaphorically. And then she remembers that what she's been told throughout the movie, that when we don't know what to do next, we do the next right thing. As Christians, this is a great reminder of what we can do to help us receive the peace of God. When we are unsure of what God wants us to do next, we keep doing the right or healthy things that he has left for us to do, which include praying, reading the Bible, and meeting together. Daniel showed us this when he was taken from his home. Even though Daniel's world had been turned upside down multiple times, he kept on following God and kept on following the last instructions that he had for him, like praying 3 times a day. And there were many other things, but that's just a direct example in the Word. Another way that we can find peace of God is when we face our lions then, or there's just too much in our world at that time, is to run and go straight to God in prayer. Like Daniel did when he heard when the law was changed. And ran and prayed to God, we need to do the same. We need to run somewhere quiet and talk to God. Now, I know that sometimes finding a quiet place is hard. I'm learning that lesson more and more as with a father of an 8-month-old. But a quiet place can sometimes just be a walk around the block or a visit to a taller block. Or it can just be standing still physically. I experienced that again myself this morning. I was running around a bit frantic because something had happened. And Tracy, who attends here, reminded me to have faith in God. And I just listened to her in that moment and stood still and breathed. And God's peace hit me again this morning. And so Daniel just didn't go to his quiet place and pray, though. He went to pray and give thanks to God. We can do the same again to find peace. We remember all of what God has done for us in the past, both to us personally, to our friends, to other members of our church, or the Bible. and give thanks for it. And like it says in John 16:33, I have told you all of this so that you may have peace in me. But praying like this and also reading the word, we can find peace because it helps us not to focus on all the distractions around us, but instead focus on God. When we do focus on God, we see how utterly amazing he is and all that he has done for us. All he has done for us and the blessings that he has for us in the future. When we focus on these things, it helps us to realize that God is the same today as yesterday. And so we can find peace in that because we know he is unchanging. We all know that feeling of when something is unchanging, we can just have peace to know that it's going to be there for us. And when we do pray, we also realize that God is the only thing we can rely on in this world. Just like Daniel did when he waited on God to rescue him and not King Darius. We find peace in that who we are relying on won't let us down or ever leave us in our time of trouble. We all need peace in our world today, especially with all the craziness that is happening right now. We need that completely unexplainable calmness that only God can provide. We need to trust in God's plan for us and see how awesome God is and how he's the only one worthy of that trust. We can also find peace by doing the next healthy things God has left for us to do. We can do that by praying to him, reading the Bible, and meeting together. When we do find peace, though, it doesn't just help us to feel better. It helps us to sit in our chaos and listen and receive the comfort that comes from listening to the God who loves us more than anybody else can. And we also listen for God for what to do next. By finding peace, we allow God's voice to drown out the fears that we can have. We can start to find this peace today, here in person or at home online. We can sit, we can ask God to show us what he wants us to do next. We can sing thanks to God internally, please, for everything that he has done so that we can start to trust the plan he has for us. We can start finding the peace that God has for us to face our lion dens.